ask you to go to Kristen or Laura Huey. Laura Huey, raise your hand, Laura. Wave it big. Man or woman, if the Lord is speaking to your heart to be baptized, and we're going to give this appeal a couple of times, I want you to go back to Laura. She'll take you back to where we have all the t-shirts and shorts and all that, and we'll come out, and you'll get a chance to express your commitment in a way that's going to really blow your socks off. When we baptize people, it's kind of like the Super Bowl, kids. You know, the Super Bowl is like one game, one time a year, right? But we've had 50 of them, okay? But today, people are going to have the one baptism of their life. And so when they are baptized, we're going to jump to our feet and cheer like our team just scored the biggest touchdown and won the Super Bowl, okay? So everybody, this is the one chance everybody in Crossbridge gets to give a standing ovation. Is when someone gets baptized. So we're going to do that. I'm going to go get my clothes on for this, and I'm going to ask Pastor Chris to take it from here.
Kirk's got the opportunity to baptize somebody here in a few minutes, and so I'm going to take over for this part. If you're one of our candidates for baptism today, would you come line up over here with Miss Karen so we can start this process? And like Kirk was talking about, what we do in celebration matters and our posture matters. And so a couple of years ago, we started this Crossbridge tradition about standing and cheering. And that's one of the things I love about that song that we get to sing sometimes that our students jump up and down to, coming out of the grave, because that's what baptism represents. It's that picture that the old person is dead and buried and they are raised in newness of life. And so I just want to really encourage you. Even as Kirk was talking about, I was thinking about, hey, man, if you've been, if you have a bad day, bad week, try this. Just try it. Celebrate this next thing and just see what happens in your heart and in your mind as we just respond to Jesus. And so first up this morning is Sarah and Koi Nikos and their sweet daughter Addison. Come on up. Let's welcome them up to the stage. Hi, Addison. How are you?
Good.
Come on up. Hey, Addison, would you tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to know Jesus?
Well, about 2 years ago, me and my mom, we were talking about Jesus, and then we just started to pray, and she helped me ask him into my heart.
Amen. Yeah. And Addison, did you get a chance to take our Now That I'm a Christian class?
Yes.
Awesome. How was it?
It was good.
Yeah. Would you tell anybody out there to take the class if they're your age and... And
yeah.
You think that's a good idea. Cool. Hey, Addison, who is Jesus to you?
He is my Savior, my Heavenly Father, and my Creator.
Awesome. I'll take that. I'm going to give it to Mom and Dad. You guys have anything to add to that?
I just had I wrote it down.
Amen.
So I won't forget. I chose a scripture for Addison. It's Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. From an early age, you've had a sweet and curious heart for Jesus. Your inquisitive nature led you to ask many questions and seek him out. This has drawn you closer and helped you develop your testimony of faith in him. Addison, please continue sharing your sweet heart for Jesus with people you meet.
Yeah.
Share your testimony of faith and be an example of God's love. We're proud and honored to call you a sister in Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Okay. All right. I'm gonna let you guys go on around there. And, you know, remember that as a faith family, we're a collection of families and we want our baptism and really all that we do to be a process that families walk with together. And so that's why we love to let our dads and moms do the baptizing. And so I want to invite you guys to jump on in there. Everybody else, prepare to celebrate, cause we're about to see one of the most awesome pictures that God has given us about spiritual life. Is that water cold, Addison? All right, you're ready. Okay, based upon your profession of faith, Addison, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're buried with Christ in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life. Some awesome tears of joy by Miss Sarah. Come on up. Next, we have Albert and Carla Frank and their son, Joshua. Come on up, Joshua. How are you doing today?
I'm
You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Joshua. Would you tell us a little about your story and how you came to know Jesus?
Well, I've known Jesus my whole life, but I started a serious, I guess, relationship about 4 years ago, and I accepted him, and yeah.
Awesome. It looks like you're wearing an Agape Trail t-shirt. How was that?
It was great, yeah.
Yeah, amen. Agape Trail is one of those things that our fourth and fifth graders do to remind them about their identity, or to teach them a little bit more about their identity in Christ. And so I'm going to ask you that question, Joshua. Who is Jesus to you?
He's my Lord, Savior, and my armor because he protects me.
Amen, amen. We'll let your dad hold that. You guys have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, Joshua has wanted to be baptized like his entire life. He's got three older siblings, and every time one of them was baptized, he'd be like, Dad, I want to get baptized. And I would say, yes, but let's wait, okay? And he has matured, obviously, and has gone to the New Believers class, Agape Trail. And one of the days we heard about this coming up, and I said, Joshua, why do you want to get baptized? He goes, I want to follow Jesus. And I said, yes, that's the right answer. So,
amen. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Albert. You guys can head on around there. Joshua is checking out his fellow crew over here in the Faith 45ers. Hey, and did you notice what Albert did there? He showed us the opportunity that we all have as parents to utilize questions and utilize some of those questions, not when they're in trouble, not when you're trying to hunt down what they did, engaging our children in using questions to just find out where they're at. And so if you've got a young one and they're talking about being baptized today, just pick a time and begin to just ask them, you know, some of those questions. And so, Joshua, you ready? Everybody else, you guys ready to celebrate? Awesome. Well, Joshua, based upon your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're buried with Christ in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. Come on up, right family. How are you doing, Abigail? Abigail's a friend of mine, and she's going to be baptized today. Abigail, you want to tell us a little bit about your relationship with Jesus?
I was reading the Bible, and I believed that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, so I prayed about it, and God told me to tell my mom, and I prayed with my mom, and when I prayed with my mom, I asked him in my heart.
Amen. Amen. So that whole process started with just you by yourself in your Bible, right? Wow, that's incredible. Well, Abigail, do you want to tell us who Jesus is to you?
He is my Lord and Savior and Rock.
Amen. Amen. Miss Susan or Mr. David Ray, you want to add anything to that?
So about 7 years ago, we dedicated Abby here, and the verse that we shared was 3 John 1:4, that there's no greater joy than to see our children walking in truth. That is just as true today for us as it was then. And this has been a great place to raise all of our
Amen.
Children.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Nothing. All right. All right. You guys head on around there. And man, I was just blown away by that, about Abigail's testimony. And you know, if you just have to spend a few moments with her, and know that was absolutely true. She's awesome. Jump on up in there. I have had a chance to be in life group with the Wrights and spend some time with Abigail, and so we're friends. Hey, if you today, we've just got a few left, but if today you want to be baptized, you'll go home wet. We've got some clothes back there, but I did see Brian come in the room, and I know Laura's back there still. If you want to be baptized today, just like Abigail's about to be baptized, head on to the back of the room and talk to somebody. But Abigail, it's my privilege, based upon your profession of faith, to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in baptism, and raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. Amen. Come on up. Michael, right? I'm Chris. Come on up. And this is your father-in-law. Hello, sir. Hey, Michael, tell us a little bit about your relationship with Jesus.
I was born and raised Catholic and baptized as an infant, and so having had my sacraments and having been surrounded by church and Jesus, I've come to know that there's a very large difference between being surrounded versus letting Jesus Christ in.
Wow.
And so having gone through these traditions and being surrounded by them, I've come to the crossroads in my life that it is time to truly let these things in and not just say the words and not just feel surrounded by it, because that's been more of a half measure in my life. And so in taking this step, it was April 14th that I finally, of my own accord, of my own choosing, made the declaration that I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Wow.
And so I wish to be baptized as an adult to choose this journey with Jesus Christ in my heart. And so to me, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. He is the man that walked this earth and gave his life for us so that we may be redeemed.
Wow. Amen. Thank you, Michael. That's what we call a public profession of faith. That was awesome. Ed, do you have anything to add to that?
It's a beautiful moment when we come to know Christ and make a decision for him. And it's been my privilege to be with Michael these past 12 years as we walk a walk towards Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm proud to see that he's made a decision. And it's a beautiful moment. I think of God and all his angels celebrating at any moment that any of us makes this decision.
That's right, that's right.
So I'm very proud of him. And I rejoice that I can rejoice with God and the angels and him in this moment. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. You guys will head on around there. And I don't know about you, but that's got to be stirring somebody's heart right now. If you want to, just like Michael, follow in believer's baptism, the pastors are in the back of the room. And what an awesome, awesome story. I won't forget today, as Michael was explaining that about, hey, I just don't want to be surrounded by words. I want to experience Jesus. And we're about to celebrate that along with Michael as these guys get in. All right, you guys ready? Michael, based upon your public profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. Awesome. Come on up, Xavier.
Chris.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right. Not bad. Not bad. Mr. Xavier, you want to tell us a little bit about your relationship with Jesus?
The Lord has been fantastic to me. Mm. I am a 5-time cancer survivor.
Wow.
I fought 2 cancers just this past year. I am recovering from cancer. This is my nephew, JJ, and we're going to get baptized today.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I know the Lord is with me. He's been with me through all of my journeys.
So, amen.
Through all of my cancers.
Oh, amen. Amen. So, JJ, you're going to get baptized too?
I am.
All right. Well, let's hear a little bit from you.
Good morning, Crossbridge. Yeah. The Lord is my everything. He is my Savior, my confidant. He's my partner, my Redeemer, my rock. I've been thinking about baptism for a while, something that's been tugging on my heart. I think at every baptism service, my wife will look over at me and say, come on, come on. And just always something kind of stirring in me. When my Uncle Lex said he was doing it, I said, so am I.
Amen.
So looking forward to getting baptized today.
Amen. Mr. Xavier, would you tell us who is Jesus to you?
Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and he's with me all the time.
Amen. And JJ, who's Jesus to you?
Jesus is my rock, my Savior. He's my leader. He's my fortress.
Amen. Amen. You guys head on around there. Pastor Kirk's going to baptize these guys today. And as JJ was sharing, maybe you know somebody today that made a decision last week or this year. You need to start praying. Start praying right now that God would put the faith in their heart and encourage them to continue to walk in that in obedience to that word of God as we follow these instructions on believer's baptism. So so Xavier's going to get on there. What a powerful testimony about the power of Jesus right there. So Xavier, it's my privilege to baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Yeah! Amen. Bless the Lord. Hey, JJ, do you guys have other family here? All right? Sweet. All right, you guys get ready to celebrate. Watching your dad walk in obedience. JJ, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. Come on up, Carolyn. Carolyn's in my life group. This is exciting to watch you be baptized today. Tell us a little bit about your journey and share a little bit about your story with us, as much as you want to share.
Okay, disclosure, I'm going to cry, so don't mind that.
It's okay.
To start with me, I'm adopted from China, from southern China. And in 1996, healthcare was really bad. And I was really sick. I had spider bites in my hands and my feet. And all I could do was soak my hands and feet in iodine. And when I was there at the orphanage, my parents were there, and the people there said, "I don't know if she's gonna make it. We have other babies here in the orphanage. Do you wanna pick from one of them?" Mm. And my parents said, "No. He
wants
her."
Yeah.
So, I kind of make it a joke. I kind of had two jokes. That one, I was made in China, you know. another one is that I was chosen by them, and it's really cool. Fast forward to 2015. All these lives, I think. All these events in my life, I think, contribute to why I'm here and why I'm being baptized. And so in 2015, I was working at a daycare, and I was riding my bicycle there, and I had a really bad accident. And what happened was I had to be transferred to BAMC, or SAMC, and I had my pancreas split into two, pressed up against my spine and split into two, and the doctors didn't know if I was going to live because I had so much internal bleeding. And so three surgeries, and like a whole summer later, I've recovered. So I have a large scar, but I was a near-death experience, and it was really freaky.
Yeah.
But that was the second time I came close to meeting death. Mm. And recently, I've been going through a really hard trial. And someone in my life has just been pursuing me and has been trying to knock me down on my feet and been trying to keep me there in darkness. And so I would like to share with you, not a verse, but a whole chapter, if you guys don't mind. It's Psalms 143, and my mom and my dad have been reading it with me a lot through this, and it's really been helping me. Psalms 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my plea. Answer me because you are faithful and righteous. Don't bring your servant to trial. Compared to you, no one is perfect. My enemy has chased me. He has knocked me to the ground. He forces me to live in darkness like those in the grave. I'm losing all hope. I'm paralyzed with fear. I remember the days of old. I ponder all the great works. I think about what you have done. I reach out for you. I thirst for you as parched land thirsts for rain. Come quickly, Lord, and answer me, for my depression deepens. Don't turn away from me, or I will die. Let me hear of your unfailing love to me in the morning, for I am trusting you. Show me where to walk, for I have come to you in prayer. Save me from my enemies, Lord. I run to you to hide me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. For the glory of your name, O Lord, save me. Your righteousness bring me out of this distress, and your unfailing love cut off all my enemies and destroy all my enemies and foes, for I am your servant.
Amen.
So,
come on. You can keep going. I'm going to move that. There you go.
So, for me, all these events have really been God's nudging me that despite me doing everything on my own and doing what I want for 22, 23 years, he's still with me. And so he's my unfailing, overwhelmingly loving caretaker.
Amen. Amen. That's really great. Sarah, do you have anything else to add?
We have been praying for this moment for a long, long time. Sometimes God uses tragedy to make miracles.
That's right.
And this is one of them.
Amen. Thank you. You guys going all around there. And I just got to tell you that 2 weeks ago, Carolyn and I are in the same life group, and 2 weeks ago she came in and we were at that moment of sharing God's stories and what God's doing in our lives, and there was a little bit of silence, and then she just screams out, "I got something!" Like in the living room, that loud, and she begins to tell us about her decision to be baptized and just the joy on her face that you guys got to experience today. And so if you're not connected in a life group, find that place where you can have a moment like that. And so, Carolyn, based upon your public profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. 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 Hello, Juliana. How are you?
Good.
Hey, you want to tell us a little bit about your story?
So I've always been a Christian, but over the past couple months, I've been coming to Crossbridge, or I've been watching the live stream.
Wow.
And I've never felt, last Easter I was here, and I've just never really felt his presence, like mm-hmm. the way I did last Easter. And something inside of me was just calling me to be baptized, and I'm wow. ready to show everybody that I'm ready to walk with Jesus, and I'm ready to repent.
Amen. Juliana, will you tell us who Jesus is to you?
He's my Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen. Head on around there to Pastor Kirk. Yeah, Juliana, do you have family here today? Yeah, right there. The Cleveland family representing loud and proud. All right, you guys get ready to celebrate. It's not often that we get Pastor Kirk in the water. Yeah. All right. Juliana, based upon your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life. All right, Garrett. So I'm guessing you didn't come prepared to be baptized today.
Not at all.
All right, guys. This is one of those special ones, as you get to see a picture of immediate obedience, right? How God's glorified. So Garrett, tell us a little bit about how you're following Jesus today in that obedience.
Well, definitely, like you said, I wasn't planning on getting baptized today. I already came in my swim trunks, but yeah. I was actually just here last weekend and asked Jesus back into my life.
Amen.
And all these years, I've been doing it all on my own, and it was exhausting.
I bet it was.
And since last week, it's just been like it's lifted off me.
Amen.
So I'm ready. I'm ready to walk with Christ.
Awesome. Awesome.
And Jesus to me is our Lord and Savior. He died on the cross for my sins so I could repent and walk with him.
Well, hey, that you bet. You said it the best. Let's get on with that obedience. So before, as Garrett makes that journey around, before we leave today, if you want to walk in obedience today, maybe God's saying something to your heart. I see Brian back there. I see Dan back there. Laura's back there. Head on to the back. You'll go home wet today, but you'll be walking in obedience. And so, Garrett, based upon that public profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. I was a little slow on that one. Amen, Garrett. Anybody else? You don't even have to go. Anybody else? All right. Hey, I'm going to let our children head on back out with Miss Kristen and their leaders so we can check them out safely back to you, moms and dads. So as you guys head on out, I want to remind you of a couple of things today. Number one, throughout the testimony time and in the baptism time, as people were talking, you got to hear a little bit about that word life group. And we were in a meeting a couple of days ago, and I realized that when you hear an encouragement from the stage about being in community and being in life group, if that's a struggle for you at times, and it has been in my life, you can hear that through the lie of an enemy, like, hey, if you're not in a life group, you're not walking with Jesus, or if you're not in a life group, you're not in the right social group, and things like that. And so I wanted to be able to share with you today that the picture of the celebration is a call to community, and so don't let that be don't let the enemy use that as this lie to shame you. But maybe today God is just, again, putting you in a place to take another step to the right, to be in a community. It may not look like the life group that I'm in, but in community. And if you want to talk to one of our connectors or a person about that today on your way out, you can stop by the Connection Center and get some more information about a life group or about a discipleship group or just really about walking in community. And then there's one more thing that we need to celebrate today, and it's happening, I think, about 350 miles to the south, maybe a few more than that. I just totally guessed that. But in Reynosa, Mexico today, our team of 30 is finishing a house today. And this house is being dedicated to Kyle Loveday. We often don't mention the name of a person if the house is being dedicated. But about a few months ago, Kyle, who's a senior here at Crossbridge in our student ministry, went home to be with Jesus. He was in a car accident, and today he's watching this celebration and the celebration that's happening in Reynosa, sitting in the presence of Jesus. And Michelle and Danny are there as this home is being dedicated. And the reason for that is Kyle went on numerous Reynosa and Mexico mission trips. It's one of the most, I just remember having a conversation with him in the recent history. And that was for him a very formidable, memorable thing. He loved in the springtime to go on those Reynosa mission trips. And so today that home is being dedicated. And so we want to come alongside that family, both the Loveday family and the home that the family's being built for today, and celebrate that. And so we're just going to extend a hand to the south and pray over that. But today what I want us to do as a family together is just voice that prayer. And so if you're comfortable, I would love for you to voice that prayer out loud. I think it's going to be an awesome opportunity for us just to hear the voices of the family of God praying over that home. If you're not comfortable, then just extend your hand and pray silently in your heart. But would you close your eyes with me, extend a hand to the south, and pray a blessing over that home, and pray a blessing over the Loveday family. Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you as the family of God, as with the opportunity to bless this home from a couple of hundred miles away. And God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you'd be with Danny and Michelle today in just the mix of emotions as they both celebrate and continue to mourn the loss of their son. And so, God, today we pray that they would know by the power of your Spirit that we're praying for them and that we're supporting them, and that they would be able to supernaturally celebrate the opportunity that a family today has a home. We thank you that your word is true. We thank you that Kyle is celebrating that with you in your presence today. And then finally, we pray for that family, that they would have their eyes open through the love, through the physical love gift of a home, that they would have their eyes open to who you are. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Last, as we wrap up the service, if you are visiting with us today, we're grateful that you chose to worship with us today. If you're watching a live stream, thank you for tuning in. If you're here live in the room and you're a visitor, we'd love to get to know you a little bit more about you. And so there's a connection card. It looks like this. It's in your front seat pocket. You can fill that out. If you've got any questions about our church, you can just write that in there. Promise we're not signing you up for anything. We just love to know that you are here and then to get to know you a little bit. And you can drop that. There's a wooden box sitting. It's right behind the group of people that are standing right there on the table. You can drop that in the wooden box. And then if you hold up your bulletin, it looks like this. And say to your neighbor the words, next week. Say to your other neighbor, be ready. So next week we have our annual missions market, and in May it's always an opportunity to shop for Mother's Day, the week before Mother's Day, right? And you can walk away with a present for a mom, but you can also support a ministry. And so they're going to be in booths, I think, either out there or in some other place here in our church. But come prepared to support that, to support some local ministries. 100% of those proceeds from the mission market go to support those ministries and the work that they're doing. And so again, come next week to be prepared. And then last but not least, summer's going to be here in about four to five weeks. And we have three different camps this summer for children, middle school, and youth, or in high school students. And they go to three separate camps, but the deadlines are fast approaching. And specifically for moms and dads of teenagers, there was a card that looked like this in your seats. And that's to remind you that on May 1st, there's a deadline to have your kids signed up. And camp is an awesome opportunity, extended period of time for your teenagers to experience life group and experience the community of Ablaze. But something new this year is that May 1st deadline. And as your student family pastor who loves teenagers and loves families, I just have to encourage you, sometimes we're not a great church at signing up for things on time. And this year, if you miss the deadline, you miss the deadline. You know, it's kind of like when your physical trainer tells you, hey, you need to be able to be ready to do this. Well, parents of teenagers, I know you can do this. Sign your student up by May 1st or they're going to miss out this year. That's a deadline not imposed necessarily just by us, but by the camp facilities that we're going to. And so really need you to be on top of that. You can read more about it in your bulletin. Hey, would you stand with me? I'm gonna speak a blessing over you, and then we're gonna go out and love people for Jesus. So may God bless you, and may you go in peace. That's it.